Last week, I talked about the new rap releases that take a serious, realistic look at the world. This week, I'll talk about the more frivolous stuff, and rap doesn't get any more frivolous than the Beastie Boys.
Now here we go, dropping science, dropping it all over, like bumping around the town like when you're driving a Range Rover.
Expanding
the horizon, expanding the parameters,
expanding the rhymes of soccer MC amateurs.
That's the sounds of science from the Beastie Boys' new album, Paul's Boutique. It's been 3 years since this trio's last album, Licensed to Ill. That record made them the biggest selling act in rap. They sold 4 million copies of clever college boy anthems like Fight for Your Right to Party. But the fact that they were both white and goofy left them labeled a novelty act. Paul's Boutique is the Beastie Boys' attempt to prove that they're not just a one-shot wonder. To accomplish this, they've enlisted the production team that calls itself the Dust Brothers. They've worked on things like the biggest rap single in history, Tone Loc's Wild Thing. The Dust Brothers have given the Beastie Boys' whiny boasting some depth. This is a complex, interesting-sounding record, with each cut layered with different forms of percussion and snippets of other people's work, riffs by everyone from Sly and the Family Stone to the Old Testament prophets on a cut like Shadrach. Beastie Boys are trying for some sort of cross between Eddie Murphy and Jerry Lewis. They want to be profane and bratty, dirty and funny. And like both Murphy and Lewis, they have fans who think they're geniuses. Too often on this album, though, their obvious intelligence is used merely in the service of annoyance. One notable exception to this is the album's first single, Hey Ladies. It's a wonderfully crisp, energetic-sounding record, and the boys' hectoring rhymes are so good that you can almost overlook their adolescent view of women. Almost, but not quite. After the macho posturing of these ultimate twerps, I was yearning to hear a woman's voice and sensibility. There are plenty of women working in rap, such as the female duo Salt and Peppa and newcomer Nene Cherry, whose album Raw Like Sushi I reviewed a while back. But the most striking new rap record by a woman is the one by Queen Latifah called Dance For Me.
It's a fact I'll attest to. Mess around, I don't arrest you. I ain't playing, you know what I'm saying? This ain't the best you ever hear coming from a female MC, but you know what I mean. This MC stands for microphone commando. When I command that, you take a hand and throw it up in the air. Yeah, just like that, now chill. And watch me rap, cause I'm flowing, flowing. Just like water, I slaughter, slaughter. A battle put me in it, I'll win it. The mission is music and rhythm, rhythm back by words. All in my system, system by techniques. Techniques take out my heart and heart into the music. Music I take part in. One tribe, one God, and one destiny. Just dance for me.
Dance to the music. Dance to the music.
Queen Latifah's strong, aggressive rapping and attitude is the perfect antidote to the reflexive sexism of acts like the Beastie Boys and more hardcore acts like the 2 Live Crew. Most of their raps on the new album called As Nasty As They Wanna Be are too explicit to be played on the air. Here's the tamest section of Me So Horny. Two Live Crew's rap pornography is steeped in misogyny. There's no joy in their obsessional sex. It's all about control and contempt. It would be easy to dismiss if the music wasn't as skilled as it is, full of imaginative wordplay and witty editing. It's also very ugly stuff, rap that makes the Beastie Boys seem like serene gentlemen.